This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Here we go. It's hour number three of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. It's time to talk baseball here in the G-Bag Nation. And Rangers are off today. They'll host the Angels tomorrow. Their start time is now 3:05 because Arizona smartly doesn't change their time, but we still do. So the game gets 1 hour later. We'll have updates throughout the games now, but it is startling, isn't it? As you see it coming Sunday night, you're like, what, it's this late already? My body's not ready for this, and then bam, it hits you Monday morning.
Boom.
Feels like you got up unnecessarily early, which Brian probably does every day anyway, you know, to do his all his podcasts and his Cowboys content, but we had to join you today, Brian, and it was miserable.
Oh, I'm glad you did. How'd you like it? Dark? Was it really nice and dark for you today?
Yeah, I mean, that doesn't bother me nearly as much as my body and, you know, knowing it should still be asleep.
Lost an hour? This isn't fair.
I had a whole different kind of eye crusties this morning. I'm sure you've been there.
Yeah, I have. Yeah. I was just wondering, it was that box of stuff we got the other day. It was affecting you in a way.
Oh, you know, the shaman took care of us.
The shaman was, all I heard was like such positivity about the shaman. I'm like, hey, this sounds interesting, but you.
The shaman has some interesting products.
You kind of took full advantage of it, it sounds like. Never really gave your body a chance to adapt.
Very relaxing weekend.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I just want to tell you guys, I laid on the couch all week.
Okay, I'll tell you this about the dang shaman products. I was like, okay, I'm almost 50 years old, bro. I do not want to trip out at all, right? Yeah. But he's like, oh, no, these are nootropics. You know, there's some sort of mushrooms. I'm like, okay, so again, I don't want to trip out. Oh, no, this will give you energy. This will do this. This will do that. There's definitely some to those. I'll just say that in a good way.
To the point where you're just kind of continually taking them just to see what would happen to you?
Well, yeah, it's a pleasurable experience. Okay, I didn't have anything to do.
You were like an Aaron Rodgers kind of weekend?
You were worried about the time change so much, I could see that why you would do it.
I wasn't worried about the time change, but it definitely hit me like a ton of bricks this morning, I'll tell you that much. And what was surprising is I'd already slept for 10 hours.
I know. That's what I was thinking. Yeah.
Like, I should be refreshed. I did watch a couple of TV shows over the weekend, by the way. One, just to tell you about Fire Country, I'd give it about a 2 out of 10.
Is that the one where they're like, it's like the love story, but they're kind of like, it's...
Yes, it's way too much
mom,
love story.
Mom and dad, she's... Like in like the is that the son who's in jail and all
the son's
that?
In jail and there's love stories everywhere.
Got trapped. I think
they're fighting fires.
That pastor's wife would have a question for you right now.
it's definitely it's one of those that's a trap.
It's a 2 of 10.
Yeah,
you're right.
Yeah. It's a and then I watched Zero Day, which is a cyber attack. There
okay,
with
this
Bob
is
De Niro.
Supposed to be Bob good. De Niro in it. Yeah, yeah. How did Angela Bassett in that as well?
Yeah, she's the president. He's the former president. They've had a cyber attack, and Robert De Niro needs to figure out who did it and why.
Yeah, she doesn't trust him, right? She doesn't trust he's going to figure it out, right?
No, she doesn't trust him, and really nobody should be trusting anybody in that show. I'd give that one a 6.5 out of 10. Probably worth your time.
Probably worth it.
Yeah. Okay,
Drive to Survive would be good to watch.
Man,
the biggest story going on right now. I should be watching Drive to Survive. You're right.
Dawson, I think you would. I think you would honestly like it because these guys, they don't give an F what they say about each other. They do not care one bit. They're calling each other the P word with, you know, that kind of stuff and all kinds of, and there's a lot
dropping
of,
to see you next Tuesday.
Yeah. And then, God, it is really good. Yeah.
A lot of hatred there.
It is really good.
Yeah, seriously.
There's a lot of drama. There's off a the lot track of
drama. A lot of drama. And these guys have such egos. And then you got guys that are kind of shady guys. And the media, all of a sudden, there's like one of the team principals is going to get taken down.
Yeah.
And like, he's like, denies it. And all of a sudden it's like, he's cleared. And then the very next thing, I'm not going to tell you what happens because it'll spoil it for you, but you need to kind of watch it. And you don't have to know who the characters are, but you end up starting to hate guys.
I can tell how many people love this show that it's good.
It's good.
You know? Yeah. And I do like the open wheel racing.
It's very good. Yeah.
It's fun.
Very
good. You know, you just need some sort of context. And I think this show does a great job putting it in there, putting the picture in the frame for everybody.
Yeah.
Okay. Jacob DeGrom was so amazing on Saturday. You know, we know he can be a Cy Young. You take away the how good is he going to be. It's a two-sided concern, obviously, his health and his age and coming off of a second Tommy John. Well, the biggest takeaway for a lot of people is that you're looking at the best pitcher in the game. Rangers have the best pitcher in the game. I feel like we finally have a chance here to get that season that we've always wanted as a dominant real force in the game. You know, I think the Rangers have the chance here, you know, to take us on a ride that we've never been on. In the 90s, the Rangers were never good. In 2010, it came out of nowhere, and we were hopeful the entire season. And then you lost Cliff Lee. 2011, it was hopeful again. They didn't have a real ace. But, you know, I guess C.J. Wilson and Derek Holland had plans to put them on their back in the playoffs, plus Nelly Cruz had an iconic, historic run through the postseason. You get back to the World Series.
Yeah, this is very I think the one thing that in this city that we've really struggled with our sports team has been injury. I think that's the only thing holding the Rangers back potentially.
Yeah.
The staff and the injury. And can they if it starts to this Dallas Maverick thing is I've never seen anything like it in my life. I'm not trying to change the subject on that, but look what injury has done. I mean, the trade was not great. I get that. But the injury aspect of this team has just completely wrecked it. Complete. All hopes we had maybe 8 weeks ago has just been completely wrecked. Trade, injury. If the Rangers, you know, knock on wood, if they could survive any type of injuries to the staff, this team they could beat anybody.
Yeah.
They could beat anybody. So that's my hope right now that maybe this whole injury thing can maybe get behind us for this season. I don't want the Rangers to have to go.
I mean, you
got to
get a bullpen. Obviously, the offense has to do its part, but it's just get them to the postseason because with him and Eovaldi, we know what they can do.
And they've done an excellent job of, I think, planning for that this year. They've got a ton of depth. I mean, that's something we talked about with CY there in
Surprise.
We
thought the Mavs had a ton of depth too, didn't we? And I'm not saying that in being just. I'm saying it is like.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
All of a sudden, that depth just gets... The Cowboys, we thought, oh, the Cowboys have depth. And then look what happened, the injuries
well,
there.
The Rangers have done about as good of a job as
I think
you can do.
I'm not saying.
And that's all you can hope for going into a season. If you're going to get snake bitten, then, I mean, hell, it just wasn't meant to be.
I don't even know what the Mavericks are going through right now, what that's called. I've never seen anything like
that. Oh, that's
like,
called Masterclass of Dog Yes.
Yeah.
Well, times a million.
Like with the injuries and stuff.
Like I'm not even
looking at the trade. I'm looking at just
the injuries.
And it started with Luka on Christmas Day. That's if Luka was maybe playing throughout, maybe you don't trade Luka. Maybe all of a sudden it's like, man, I mean, the guy's playing, the team's rolling along. You don't make that trade. But the fact that all of a sudden he gets hurt and now Nico's like, I told you. Now I got to deal with his seven trainers and two doctors over here tell me he can't play. If I could get rid of this guy, I would.
Sounds like a test you'd read about in the Bible. You know what the Mavs and their fans have been forced to be go through.
I just hope.
Wow, we're Job in the story.
Yeah.
And we're just getting just absolutely crushed, and we don't deserve this.
I just hope the Rangers don't have that problem. That's the thing. Please let these pitchers. Please let DeGrom have 25 starts. Just for 2 years we haven't really seen him pitch. Please let me see.
Last year should have had a chance to repeat, but I mean, injuries got the Rangers last year in a big way with Carter and Langford, and obviously DeGrom was still coming back, and Eovaldi, and the next thing you know, they were in it. So you're right, Brian. We do need to stave off what has been a horrible run here at sports injuries. I think the Rangers won in spite of it, so that's the good news.
Yeah.
But Kyle Higashioka, on his first experiencing catching DeGrom over the weekend, it was fantastic. He said exactly what I had heard about him. Phenomenal command, great stuff. They were really good hitters taking really bad swings. And he said, I'm feeling good, and he looked good, so I'm really excited. But he says when you see that, you know that, all right, he's good to go, and he just needs to build up some innings. So his next start, he's going to go for like 45, and then they're talking about keeping him at about 75 pitches in the early part of the season, just wanting to be on the extreme side of caution. Yeah. And I'm proud of him for that. You need to do some of that. I would say be even more cautious. I would schedule off a couple of long extended stretches of the regular season, and hopefully they're winning enough and the division is down enough that they'll be able to do that. Okay, Evan Grant has a progress report on the things they've been trying to work on, and there's some takeaways in here. A big goal for Adolis Garcia's or for the team in general was trying to hit the four-seam fastball. And they're doing that much better. They're hitting .292 so far in Cactus League play against the four-seamers. That would be ninth in Major League Baseball. Last year, they were 26th. And to help players more effectively train, they've brought in this Traject pitching machine. It can mimic release points and velocities for specific pitchers.
That's badass.
So it's kind of like the VR thing that we were talking about with Jaden Daniels. They got a video of the pitcher's motion, and then a ball fires out from the pitcher's release point.
I want to see them put in upload the Hobie Milner technique.
That arm angle is unique.
See how that works for him. That's really cool, though. I wonder how long that's been around.
Yeah, it is. It is. Hopefully, it gets some results, and if they go from 26th to top 10, then I'd say that would be a pretty good sales point. We do have an Adolis Garcia update. The hot take that I had a couple of weeks ago that maybe we're seeing the beginning of the end, I don't want it to be true. You guys know how I feel about that. Some of those hot takes I have, while they echo with relevance and spontaneity and profoundness, I don't want them to be true sometimes, and this is one of them. But his exit velocity so far in spring is 86.8. That ranks 200th amongst 260 qualified hitters. Grant says he's trying to speed up his bat and make more contact. And at least for now, it's made him a little bit more timid and defensive as a hitter instead of attacking the ball like we know Dolly can.
Should have probably traded him after the World Series run.
Probably. But I don't know how you do that after, you know, the things that he
should
did against Houston.
Just moved on.
Yeah.
Cut your losses.
It's crazy to consider, though, in the 80s of exit velo when Wyatt Langford's like 103s and Berger's hitting like 110s.
Yes. Okay, and speaking of that, Langford debuted Saturday. He did have some very hard hit balls. One was a ground out, but three out of the four balls that he has been put in play have been triple digits, including one that was at 112. Kamar Rockert had a backfield start over the weekend. He went three hitless innings. He did walk Jonah Heim and he plunked Josh Smith, but that's much better because his two appearances out in front of everybody have been bad. But they're saying it was mechanical and they're working through some things and trying to get him as sharp as he was last summer. So they know there's an end point there. He's just very much a work in progress. Evan Carter has swung and missed at 9 of the 13 pitches he's seen from lefties, Brian.
So I can't, it's not a breakout player then? You don't think I can put him as the breakout player?
We should have a breakout versus righties type guy, you know, because versus lefties, that's still a struggle bus.
I kind of brought that up. Dawson goes, he can't hit left-handers, bro. And I'm like, ooh, okay.
No, I mean, the good news is you know he can't hit left-handers, period, and is probably not worth developing on a big league level. So you don't have to waste any more opportunities against lefties. Just put Pilar or whoever in there. Pilar and the other guy, Sam Haggerty, have been oppressive against lefties. Yeah. So you have some options out there. I don't think it should be Evan Carter. And Tavares is also hitless against lefties. Double hitless for these guys.
So Leody's just been better overall than Evan Carter this spring so far.
Had a couple of bomb skis when we were out there.
Yeah. Another one of those predictions I had that he's already peaked that I hope is not true, but I think at this point it's an easy plan for him. He's a part-time outfielder, especially.
Oh, Evan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, we got to run, G-Bag Nation. It's time for Wolchuk's Top 10 at 420. Where are you taking us, buddy?
National Mario Day. It's me, Mario. I've got the top 10 best video game franchises of all time. Gamers, 877-881-1053. What do you think the best franchise is? That's next.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.